This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Dead in Hip Hop, DE365, you know what it is, man. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7 here on Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we are reviewing Filthy Rich, King of Oakland. You know how we do it? We start with the grades right off the rip. Ken, I'm going to start. Hey, nigga, there's too many features. I can't even name everybody, but I'm going to name some of them. Big Side 1900, he was just on All Black's joint. Killer Fonte, Blue Flame, Peezy, Payroll Giovanni, HBK, BFB the Pac-Man, Young X, PT Moolah, Young X, Cash Kid, he was also on All Black joint, Jimmy, Sauce Walker, two times on this project. But yeah, Ken, it's too many niggas, and I didn't even mention all of, there's still a whole bunch of other niggas I didn't mention. Yeah. So it's too difficult to say who was who on all of this, but I'm gonna give the features a solid B because I thought the project overall was good. And I thought everybody, even though I can't distinguish everybody, I thought everybody came to do what they did.
Oh yeah, grading the features is definitely rough. So I really kind of went by the ones that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I'm cool on the features. I think B minus.
That's what's up.
You know, on the features. Yeah.
That's what's up.
You know, I think that with multiple listens, with so many different people, I'll start to definitely identify and lock in on certain ones. But yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. The production, I'm giving the production a B plus. I thought for it to kind of, it almost felt like a compilation with so many motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought whoever produced it or the majority of produced, I don't know, but I thought it was a really good job. And it was, again, it felt very West Coast, you know, the first three joints. You know, we over in Cali, Ken. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, I give the production a B plus. I really enjoyed the production.
I'm at a B with the production.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay, so see, look, we started from the bottom, now we here. What about the rapping? The rapping and the features are the two hardest things to grade on here. I'm going to give the rapping a B. Because like I said, with the features, I felt everybody came to do what they came to do. And I can't say that, you know, obviously not everybody was amazing, but for the most part, they were good. So I'm giving the rapping a B.
Definitely serviceable. Filthy was interesting as a rapper, and I can't specifically pinpoint the reasons why, but because he has this talky rapping sort of thing that he does. But yeah, he has some interesting things to say here that my ear perked up, and it wasn't anything super complex or anything like that. It was just.
Yeah,
very like straight to the point, but I'm at a B minus for the rapper.
That's what's up.
Yep.
And then overall, Ken, what'd you give it?
I'm actually at a B on this one. It's super long. It's a lot of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, some way, though, it managed to work. With more makes than misses.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, Ken. I'm at a B plus. When I saw it and I was like, okay, you know what? Because the regular one has, six less tracks, but it still has all of those features. I was like, if we're going to have all these people, bring the whole shit. Bring the whole shebang. Let's just do the fucking deluxe. And I agree with you, Ken. It's an hour, 9 minutes. I know this sounds crazy, but it didn't feel that long. It was actually a very enjoyable listen. And when I saw how many people, I was like, oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a clusterfuck. And it was the furthest thing from that. I feel that the production kept it in line. Mm-hmm. And I also felt Filthy Rich kept it in line, which sounds crazy with so many other features. Because every song got at least two niggas. Minimum yep. two. Minimum. Yep. So, you know, that says a lot. And I definitely want to tap in more to Filthy. He definitely has some other joints. But Ken, like this project, when I first put it on and I got through like the first three, four, I said, wait, hold on, I gotta rewind this. Like, so I started right back from the beginning and I was like, damn, this is actually really a good project. And this was just random. I don't even know how I came across this one. It might have just been the album cover, and then it was just recently released. In January, well, I guess not so recent anymore, but, you know, it was released this year. So I was looking for, you know, we talked about getting some more newer projects on the docket. So this was one of those. But Ken, like, don't give me passes with I Swear Vezo. I'm not an I Swear Vezo guy, but I was like, yo, that shit is hard. That track is hard. Hustles. That one's hard too, a little bit more vibey than don't give passes. Which other one? Also with the fucking production, Ken, we talked about at the beginning of the year, we talked about we're in a very interesting place in hip hop right now, where the samples aren't old. They're at least for us, for our age group, they're not old. And the joint with Big Difference, that's Funkify. And I was like, oh shit, whoever the producer is, and big shout out to Filthy Rich for picking this production. This is really a good project.
Yeah. So, you know, I listened to this a while ago, on one of my walks, and I was like, all right, you know, it's tolerable. You know, then I listened to it again. I was like, all right, you know, cool. It felt like less of a task. And then when I was preparing for this, I said, let me go through it, because I was like, I didn't feel like I hated it. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I loved it. But then when I skimmed through it, I found myself, I was like, oh yeah, I like that one. I like that one. I like the first four tracks, off rip. I was like, wait a minute, I don't remember liking new shit with Babyface Ray. Which I fuck with Babyface Ray. Then Living Wrong, Freedom Motion, Long Time Coming, had Yella Beezy on that joint.
Yep.
Trap Boy Freddy. Seven Hustles, I know Payroll, Giovanni. Can't say that I like him, but I'm familiar with the name. The Ice Wear Vezo joint you were talking about, Don't Get Passes. Like, it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling.
Yep.
And
because even Munyan, like that shit is so West Coast. I be wanting to crip walk on these shits, man.
Yeah, but it was very few, like, even ones that I didn't like as much as I liked even there were tracks that I didn't like as much as the one before it, I could listen to them. Like, they weren't skippable tracks. And that's what made it interesting to me. But hey, man, that shit go with Babyface Ray. Ooh, that shit nasty, bro. That shit is fucking nasty. Like, I love that joint. And this is, like you said, King of Oakland. I was like, this felt like a really good West Coast album.
It did.
You know, man, he did a good job of curating, bro.
Another sample from Oakland to DFW. This nigga took the fucking Fast and the Furious, nigga. I was just like, really? And I'm like, I don't know. But then it feels like a little Master P, you know, like it has like a little Southern twang to it, but now it's definitely West Coast. I was just like, yo, like I was very, very impressed throughout 20 tracks with 80 niggas on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For it to sound as good as it did. Like, how do you even manage? First of all, how you get clearance for all these niggas? Number one.
I don't know.
Number two, how did you manage? Like, what was the process? Because all these niggas couldn't have been in the studio.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he had to send these off.
Like, man, like, I had to give Filthy Rich mad props for the execution on something like this. This is one of the best executed collaborative projects, Ken, that we've reviewed ever in the 14 years, 13 years of Dead of Hip Hop.
Yeah, Cash Kid on here again.
We got to tap in.
And I haven't heard anything that makes me want to. But I keep.
But the West Coast guys is fucking with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, man, let me see what's going on with this dude. So, yeah, because he's popping up again. I'm like, all right, man, what's going on with Cash Kid? Why him? Even Trap Boy Freddy, because I think Trap Boy Freddy popped up on another one too. So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, nah. Filthy did his thing.
Yeah.
Filthy did his thing.
He definitely did his thing. Look, man, it wasn't planned. It just happened this way. But, you know, we've been in Cali for a minute. I don't know if we're going to stay in Cali, Ken. I think we're going to have to board a jet and go somewhere else in the country. But that being said, you already know, another day, another review. Definitely recommendable. Go listen to this King of Oakland, the deluxe version, the 20 with 150 niggas on it. It's really good. It's definitely really good. And you know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace.
Peace.